Well, howdy, partners. The music there is from The Carpenters. It's called Only Yesterday. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock at WJMA this morning. Music from a brand new Peter Nero album, and this is Jazz Man. That's not right either. This is Feel Like Making Love. Swell way to start the morning. Gringo in Mexico, Marie Moldauer, morning show music, 28 after 9, WJMA time this morning. A female white chihuahua has been lost in the vicinity of South Madison Street in Orange. She answers to Angel. She's afraid of men and might bite if a man tries to pick her up. If you've seen this dog, please call 672-3273. I think I better just leave that alone and forget the ad-libs.
Fireman's Fair 75 gets underway in Orange Friday night after the big parade with games of skill, rides, food, and fun for everyone in the family. Ride the mixer, the merry-go-round, the Ferris wheel. Enjoy delicious food prepared by the Ladies Auxiliary. Watch the parade Friday night at 6:30 featuring bands, majorettes, floats, and the new trucks of the Orange, Barbersville, and Gordonsville Fire Departments. It's the big weekend of the year, the Orange Firemen's Parade and Carnival, this Friday and Saturday at the fairgrounds in Orange.
And that's the chief of WJMA's own fire department, Bill Little. Here's Gordon Lightfoot on the morning show.
Rainy day people always seem to. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on.
Here's a special report from WJMA's Lost and Found editor. Angel has been found. The men of Orange can rest easy. Don't have to worry about being bitten anymore. Angel the dog is back home now. 9:32, this is WJMA in Orange. Neil Sedaka has the music now. This is The Immigrant.
Harbors open their arms to the young searching foreigner.
I like that song. It's from Neil Sedaka, and it's called The Immigrant. We're 10 minutes away from Swap Shop this morning at 9:45, and some very simple subtraction makes it come out to 9:35 at WJMA. Were you, by any chance, caught in the traffic yesterday in Orange at the Southern Railroad crossing around 4 o'clock? If you were, you were treated to something a little out of the ordinary. You know, the crossing gates go down, you think, oh, well, here's another freight. Well, there was a slight tip-off as the engines passed, flying the white flags, which is a tip-off to some folks that that's an extra train. And then, lo and behold, what was the train but the Ringling Brothers circus train? And what a treat to watch it go through and see performer. Somebody was taking a sunbath in the doorway of one of the cars, and there were people hanging all over the cars, waving to the crowd as they went through. It's about a 20 or 25 car train. Had everything with them, all their animals, all the performers. It was really kind of fun, and you don't see that very often. It's kind of like a free trip to the circus. Here's Django Reinhardt. Jack Jones, What I Did for Love. Brand new song from Jack Jones. This fade out there, Jack. Jack Jones has been around making music for a long, long time. Here's a song Jack Jones had out about 11 years ago, back in 1964. It's called Love with the Proper Stranger. 22 after 11 at WJMA this morning.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger, for I'm a poor proper stranger too.
From 1964, Jack Jones, Love with a Proper Stranger, from the motion picture of the same name. 25 after 11 at WJMA, Ross Hunter here till noontime. Did you know that it is possible for you to have central cooling in your home in just one day, or maybe even less? Dunaway's Heating and Cooling in Roseville will use your present ductwork and install a General Electric Deluxe air conditioning system for as little as $795. Slightly more, of course, if there are many modifications to make, for instance, if they have to build you a house to air condition. But Dunaway's estimates, of course, are free and there's no obligation, so it'll certainly be worth a phone call. That's Dunaway's Heating and Cooling, Route 20 at Roseville, 854-4334, 854-4334. First ballot counting for the American League All-Star roster has been announced, and batting leader Rod Carew has drawn the most votes so far, about 82,000. Minnesota Twins first baseman is batting 421. Milwaukee Brewers Hank Aaron is the second most popular outfielder. He has about 48,000 votes. The first National League tabulations will be announced on Friday. A lineup card made from the early American League balloting would look something like this. Thurman Munson of the Yankees would be catcher. First base, George Scott, Milwaukee. Carew would be at second. Detroit's Aurelio Rodriguez would play third. Oakland's Bert Campaneris at shortstop. Outfielders would include Hank Aaron, Oakland A's Reggie Jackson, and Joe Rudy. Pitchers will be chosen by the All-Star manager. The All-Star game will be in Milwaukee on July 15th. 26 after 11 o'clock. Sergio Mendez here. Davy. Sergio Mendez and Davey. WJMA's Eagle Ear sports fan, Pat Watson, detected an error in the All-Star sports story just a minute ago. Rod Carew plays second base for Minnesota. The Associated Press story said first base at one place and second base at another, but probably he'll be in there playing second base where he belongs. It's 11:30. This is WJMA, AM, FM, and Orange. Time now for Willie the Weatherman.
From the Kennedy Space Center, Florida, construction and planning proceed toward the launch. Brought to you by this station and NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Willard Scott speaking.
Oh, thank you so much, Willard. This Willard Scott, guy you see doing the weather on TV every now and then. 25 before 12 o'clock at WJMA this morning.
What time of day?
That's called Lighthouse. James Taylor from the new album Gorilla. 18 before 12 o'clock. You know what Vicki Simpson of Montreal did? She turned down Prince Charles. Says that he just isn't her kind of man. Miss Simpson met the prince at a restaurant in Montreal last week, and he asked her for a dance. She said, no, I'm tired.
Catalog store in Orange has most anything.
Only at Safeway. Great meals for less money. Safeway.
The train is just about to pull into town. It's almost high noon, folks. Get your guns ready. The shootout is going to start. Russ Roberts will be along throughout the afternoon on the afternoon show to keep you entertained with lots of wit and wisdom and perhaps even some music thrown in there in between. The new news is coming up next. After that, the really swell and interesting Farm and Home Report. Speaking of the Farm and Home Report, a female part Pekingese dog has been found on Route 639 in the Madison Run area. If that is yours, please call 672-4526, 672-4526. I had lots of words of wisdom planned for you for a really swell sign-off today, this being Tuesday the 10th of June and a very important day in all of our lives. And I had it written down, but I lost my piece of paper on the way to work today, and I just can't remember what's happened to it. It's 1 minute before 12 o'clock, official time.